In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells his disciples that he is going to be handed over and he's going to be killed and will be raised up on the third day. Now, if you just simply ask yourself if your husband or wife or one of your children or close relatives came to you and said, by the way, you need to know that I'm going to be killed here coming up soon, and you know, what are you going to say? A lot of us actually would maybe even think this person's a little on the crazy side. What gives you the idea you're going to be killed? Why do you think that? You know, we just try and downplay it. We don't want to hear that. But in this case, the Lord was telling them what was going to be happening. They didn't understand yet, but they were going to have to go out and preach. They were going to have to go out and tell the people, the whole world, about the resurrection of our Lord, but also about why he was crucified. He wasn't just crucified so that he could rise from the dead so that we could have life. He was crucified so that our sins could be forgiven, that he took our sins to the cross with him, so that with our sins forgiven, then we would be able to rise to new life. This is the message that they needed to preach. They didn't understand it from the perspective where they were hearing it here. This is the second time now that our Lord would have told them this. What we heard today was from the 17th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. Remember the 16th chapter, that's where he took the apostles up to Caesarea Philippi, and Peter was able to say, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then when Jesus told him he was going to suffer, he said, oh no, God forbid that that would happen to you. That's when Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. So at least they didn't argue with him this time. They just were downhearted. They were grieved at the thought that this was going to happen. And yet, if we look at it again on the natural level, there is cause for grief. Someone that we love is treated that way, so unjustly, and put to death. But that's where we have to learn to see things from a spiritual perspective, because it's the glory of God. And our Lord made that very clear, that this is what it was about. This was for the greater glory of God. It's for the salvation of souls, absolutely. This was for the glory of God. And that's the glory that we even see in that first reading. That Ezekiel, his visions began with the vision of the Most Holy Trinity. And there he sees one like the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus himself. And he's enveloped in this beautiful array that is similar to a rainbow, as Ezekiel tells us. And just the glory that shone, spray, you know, the look of electrum, it's, you know, the brightness and the glory that is there. And he hid that while he was on earth so that people didn't see it, except, of course, at the time of the Transfiguration. But otherwise, people didn't see his glory. They had to make an act of faith in who he was, as they could see, not in the glory. If he came down glowing in the dark and shining like electrum, we'd all say, wow, that guy looks like maybe he's God. Well, in this case, he didn't look like he was God, but he is. And that same glory that Ezekiel saw in heaven is the glory that we have to see on the cross. And it's difficult to see that. Remember when Isaiah spoke about what was going to happen to our Lord, and he said he was like one from whom we turn our faces. There was nothing in him to draw us to him. And so all the glory was covered up on the outside. But he is God. All that glory is still there. And only with the eyes of faith do we have the ability to look beyond what is on the natural level and be able to see what is deeper. Which again is that same point made earlier. We have to learn to see things from a spiritual perspective. So if we just look on the natural level, yeah, there was nothing to attract us. In fact, the crucifix should make us want to run the other way. But Jesus is the one who said, when I'm lifted up from the earth, then I will draw all people to myself. So rather than running away, we need to run to him. But we need to understand why we're running to him. Because the crucifix is not just the glory of God. On the crucifix, we see the love that God has for us. That is what draws us to him. He loves us, and we want in return to love him. That is our glory. And so, yeah, if we're going to love, maybe we're not going to glow in the dark either. Doesn't matter. That's not what's important. Because if we love, we are going to radiate from the inside. And that nobody else needs to see except the beloved. And that's the Lord. He knows what's in the heart. And so just as his heart and what was in his heart, which is love for you and me, brought him to the cross to glorify his heavenly Father and to provide the means for us to be able to be with him, to be united with him in this life and to be with him forever in the next. So now we want to be able to have that same disposition, that we can share his suffering, that we can accept various things, that we live our lives in such a way that it is for the glory of God and for the love of others. That's what we see in our Lord. That's what he's asking from each one of us.